We're back underway. Titans go with another dive play to Walker, and he slices through the line, passes midfield, and another first down for the Titans. Nice gain by Derek Walker. Couldn't tell the field was wet and slippery there because he took off like a shot out of a gun and gets it into the Cougar end of the field at the 44-yard line.
And anyone that's listened to us all year knows our love for Derek Walker because that cat just runs hard, and he is fast as well.
Yeah. He's got the tools. Ehlers under center, Cole Simpson in motion. Kind of a split-out eye, and they go to Wilson on the pitch to the left. Gets to the outside, turns up to the edge. He's going to get brought down at the 40-yard line. We'll give him about 4 yards on that carry. And second down at 6 for the Titans. 10.5 to play first quarter.
And Nick Wilson has always, for the last 2 years, has really been just a nice, steady player for Lumen. You know, he doesn't ever seem to lose yardage. He's always picking up 3-4. And he has the capabilities of breaking one as well.
Yeah, he's a big play waiting to happen. You just got to get him in the open field. This time Walker takes on second down, and he's going to get close to the first down again. Looks like he got the distance necessary to move the chains one more time, so Walker goes for about 7 on that carry. And first and 10 Titans, and put that one on the 34-yard line as they work their way downfield in pretty heavy chunks here against the Leadership Academy. 10:02 to play first quarter.
You know, we talk about Lumen's dominance of the line. The other thing they have going for them, unlike a lot of Division VII schools, you know, a lot of smaller schools have one or two guys that they really rely heavily on. Lumen has a bunch of weapons.
Another weapon in the backfield. This time is Cole Simpson. Pitch out to the right. Cuts back to midfield. Nobody's going to touch him to the end zone. Cole Simpson, touchdown. Tackled as he gets over the goal line, but he holds on and scores. Cole Simpson. Pitched out to the right, cut it back to the left, and a touchdown for Lumen. 6-0 Titans with 9:35 to play. That touchdown brought to you by Aspen, one-hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
And I don't know if as announcers we're supposed to have this or be able to say this, but, again, Cole Simpson's just a favorite of mine. Can I have favorite players like
sure
that?
Sure you can.
Okay, because... Man, he just always seems to make things happen, whether it's on the defense or offense. He doesn't get a lot of carries, but when he does, always effective.
Kick is up from Carl Hunt, and that's through the upright. 7-0 Titans. We'll take a 30-second break kickoff when we return on WKHM.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
9:35 to play first quarter. Titans out to a quick 7-0 lead. Quick for them. I guess quick would be less than a minute, but they just, as they like to do, ate up chunks and walked it down the field in their style. Derek Walker. Getting it done as in big chunks, and Cole Simpson finishing it off. The kickoff goes to the 20, fielded by the Leadership Academy to the 25, 30. Slips a tackle at the 30, out to the 33, and we get a flag coming in late. Now a number of flags coming in.
Definitely some extracurricular going on in the pile because three more flags came in emphatically, I'd even
if
say.
If I had to guess, I'd say we might take something off of this return.
Yeah, so all the Lumen fans, ourselves included, had to wait 45 minutes tonight for the arrival of Detroit, and we had to wait 2 minutes and 25 seconds for Lumen's first touchdown.
So looks like we'll walk off 15 yards here. Personal foul against the Leadership Academy, and it's going to be the lone call. Usually when you get some that number of flags, you almost expect offsetting, but in this case, 15 yards against Detroit Leadership Academy. So they were at about the 32, so we'll move them back. 9:27 to play first quarter, and a 7-0 deficit, and Leadership Academy is going to Move it back. We'll put it on the 16-yard line.
Some of that beef we talked about of Detroit leadership having, you know, three of those guys right there on the offensive line. We'll see how Lumen's undersized line handles them.
Shotgun formation here. Spread. And handoff on first down. And he'll get about 2 yards on the play. Right over the 15 to about the 17. I'll tell you, Brian, easy to see right there how spread out it was. So you, as much as Lumen has to cover ground, only two players able to get there to make the tackle on that play. So if you're the Leadership Academy, it looks like you're trying to get those matchups where somebody misses one of those tackles. Yep. It's open space.
Yep.
Legal procedure against the offense.
And Lumen having four down linemen, but bringing their linebackers in there, definitely protecting against the run.
And the play will be pulled back to the 11-yard line of an illegal procedure penalty against the Leadership Academy.
So maybe showing up and warming up for 10 minutes appears to be a bad strategy.
Yeah.
With some early penalties.
Perhaps not a strategy at all, just poor leadership. Shotgun and back to throw on first and 15, the little outside screen play. Turns into a pretty good gain. Take it past the 15. That's about the 17 before he's knocked out of bounds. Let's see where the spot shows up, but might even get out to the 20.
Getting out to about the 20-yard line.
Good quick run after the catch.
Yeah, he clearly a little greasy fast speed for that player, and you work to get somebody like that into space, and they can do some damage. So 9:05 to play here in the first. Still 7-0 Titans Leadership Academy. Second down and about, let's say, 7.
Come on, defense!
To get out of the shotgun here for the Leadership Academy.
They do, yeah.
One running back, three receivers to the left for the QB, and he's going to look to get a quick wide receiver pass. Incomplete, and that is what they'll call. It was almost one of those passes behind the line, so the incomplete pass becomes a fumble at that point, but in this case, no, they did. It was a forward pass. We're going to bring up third down at about 7.
Yeah, Detroit running that little bubble screen where they had two guys blocking, but you're right, Steve. That was dangerously close for Detroit of being a fumble, a backwards pass.
9:02 on our first quarter clock, and our first third down attempt here for either team. Split out wide for Leadership Academy. We got number 9, who didn't make the program. And now, whistling a timeout from the Cougars. We're back in 60 seconds here at WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Hey folks, this is Dave Ramsey. I've been telling you for years about how our friends at Jim Winter Auto Group take great care of my listeners and their automotive needs. Well, now I've got some really great news for you. Jim Winter is hiring. They've been using our Entree Leadership Principles since 2014 and have almost tripled their business since we started working together. The Jim Winter team hires only the brightest and best. They're looking for service and collision technicians to keep the busiest shop in town growing. They also need help running the parts warehouse and a dispatcher to get all this work to the right people at the right time. So if you're a great tech or an administrative pro that wants to work with the best team in town, go to jimwinterauto.com, click on jobs, and apply today. Better yet, stop in or call and ask for Jeff or Matt and find out what Jim Winter Auto Group can do for your career. Thanks for listening, and make sure you tell them Dave sent you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Third down, and Detroit Leadership Academy designed QB run. And on the scramble, he gets first down distance. So it's first and 10 for the Cougars at the 27-yard line. still in their own end of the field, but keeping the clock running here with 8:22 to play first quarter. Only two wideouts this time. And our quarterback under center loses it for a moment. Now gets the handoff away. Still trying to escape. He's not going to get anything close to a positive yardage. Matter of fact, we get a loss of about four. And move things back second down to 14 for the Leadership Academy.
Yeah, Steve, I'm really looking tonight at both penalties and turnovers in this rainy condition, which is, again, it's steady. I wouldn't call it a downpour, but it's definitely a steady rain. It's going to be hard to hang on to the ball and complete passes, so things are going to happen on the ground. That's where you see a lot of holding calls and things like that. So penalties and turnovers.
All right, we got him QB under center here. A couple wings split to his right. One deep running back. It's the running back who gets the handoff to the right side and hit immediately. You're going to lose a couple more yards on that one. Make it third and about 16 here for the Cougars.
Johnny Ganton with the stop.
Titans defense making stops. John Ganton gets credit for the tackle.
Looks like no gain. It's going to be third and 14.
Third down. Oh, I guess they gave him a better spot than I was expecting.
Chunky Willis coming 14. Off the field. Don't know if that's for a breather or if there's a... Looks like it. I don't see any sign of injury, so that's good. Because Chunky usually in there on these third and longs applying pressure.
Yeah, a chance to penetrate a little bit. Try and get a sack. Maybe they're going with a little more team speed. It looks like Brendan Daly on the field now in place of Chunky. And now we get a flag coming in, and that's the play clock. It's a delay of game. And so as they continue, take a couple steps forward. What, two steps forward? You take two steps forward, I take two steps back.
You know, opposites attract.
Yeah, it's little Paula Abdul and what was the cat?
Arsenio Hall was the voice
that
of the cat.
That he voiced the cat?
I think so.
That can't be real. I'm trying to remember the name of the cat, though. Anyway, third down and long. 20 yards, call it. And back to throw, looking to get that quick wide receiver screen. And the Titans are there for it. Eludes one tackler, slips out of another, but there's plenty more where that came from. They pull him down at the 20. And so it'll bring up fourth down at about 18 yards with 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Cougars trail Lumen 7-0, and this would be a punt situation if I ever saw one.
Well, give some credit to receiver Dimitri Glenn. He tried to slip about three or four Titan tacklers, and it took a whole gang of Titans to get him down.
Looks like back to pass for, excuse me, back to punt for the Cougars, Glenn Dimitri.
Gabe King back
and now
there.
He's going to leave, so a different punter is Neil Zander. You never see that.
Add that to something that you don't see often.
And now we're going to get another whistle.
Penalty for an illegal substitution.
Illegal substitution.
Yeah, this is a thing in Detroit. You know, they've obviously never played Lumen Christi, and they're going to find out real quickly. You don't want to give Lumen free yards or free downs, and right now it's been both.
Clock is running, 5:17 to go first quarter, 7-0. Titans lead, and here comes the punt. Snap is a little high, but he gets it. Gets away a pretty good boot. Bounces at the 45, turns sideways out of bounds, so it should be about the 44 where the Titans will take over an offense for their second possession. Wow, we were talking about how difficult Division 7 might be. Pawama Westphalia, 35-0 lead for them, and they're going to be one of the teams to beat. And I could see them being an opponent along the way for the Titans. And I'm not sure where they are in the bracket. I should have checked. But whether it's semis or quarterfinals or finals, if the Titans are going to make a run, they're going to run into Pawama, it would feel like.
I've always wondered what's in the water in Pawama or Westphalia because their sports programs are always just good. Well, and I'm talking football, basketball, girls basketball, anything, you name it.
Titans come to the line, first and 10 from the 45. Give it to Walker. Blast through the line. Spins away from a tackle at the 50. Derek Walker with 5 yards on first down.
You know, gets a good workout for Lumen is Teddy Ehlers just constantly having to run over to the sidelines and get instructions from the coach.
Yeah, I don't know if he's wearing his Fitbit, but it's counting his steps. He's got a lot of them. He goes into the huddle now with the play. 4:41 to play first quarter, 7-0 Titans. Ehlers takes the snap, pitches to Wilson to the left. He cuts up field, and he's going to be close to that first down marker. Looks like he's short by about 6 inches at the 46 in Cougar territory.
Well, that's another Lumen Christi staple. They appear to be huddling up, and then it's a quick dash to the ball. Everyone gets lined up quickly, and I think that caught Detroit Leadership Academy a little off guard.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of teams, they want to speed it up. They go no huddle. Lumen just huddles and then gets to the line quickly. There's not a lot going on. They get up, they snap it, and they run their play. Big set here for the Titans, and football's on the turf. Looks like Ehlers dove back on it, but that's the kind of thing you expect on a rainy night. It's some problems with the center-to-quarterback exchange and maybe from the QB to the running back at times. So that's our first miscue for the Titans. It'll bring up 4th and 1. This would be a situation where I think they believe they can get that 1 yard, so the offense will stay on the field. 4 minutes to play first quarter, and the Titans are in control. Our first quarter of action brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Handoff goes to, I believe it's Cole Simpson. He's going to get the first down distance and move the chains. First and 10 for the Titans at the 44.
It's a nice luxury when you have a Cole Simpson and a Derek Walker there where you just need a yard. You feel very confident with that big offensive line to give them just enough time. Let those guys get a little head of steam, and they're going to pick up that yard.
You know, we say that, and you've got Cole Simpson, you've got Walker, you've got Wilson. Daly will take carries. They've got just a number of guys that they feel comfortable giving it to. In this case, it's Walker. Goes off tackle, turns outside, now cuts up field. Let's get close to that first down marker. Out of bounds. Looks like at the 35, maybe 6 inches shy of moving the chains, but it'd be 2nd and short for Lumen.
Cummings and Lee on the tackle for Detroit.
One thing sticking out to me early, too, is, you know, we've already just seen in these couple drives the difference of laundry on the field. When Detroit Academy has had the ball, it's been plagued with penalty almost every other play. Lumen so far, 0 penalties against the offense.
Walker comes off the field running a little gingerly, declines treatment. Pitch out to Simpson, gets past the line, cuts it inside, now back out into the end zone. Cole Simpson with the touchdown, 36 yards to pay dirt, and that was nifty move he put on the defensive back.
It was a good demonstration. And is that Cole's second, was his first one 36 yards as well?
Similar, I don't know. And that really looked like the same play almost. And the funny thing is when he gets to that defensive back, last time he cut inside and went to the left side of the end zone. This time he faked that way, came back right, and juked the guy out of his shoes. And it's 13-0 Titans, and we'll see if Carl Hunt can make it 14-0 with 2:44 to play in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. Touchdowns today brought to you by Aspen, one-hour heating and air conditioning.
You mean Carl Hunt, Mr. Automatic.
Oh, man. That's a jinx waiting to happen. He overcame it, though. Kick is good. 14-0 Titans. We're back in 30 seconds with another kickoff on WKHM.
The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:44 to play in our first quarter here. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Lumen Christi High School, the opening round of the postseason. Titans up 14-0. Kickoff down to the 15, fielded by the Leadership Academy to the 20, to the 30, and gets a block out to the 34. Before he's brought down, it looks like on the return, DeAndre Hunter.
Garcia and O'Neill on the stop. First down.
Well, we will get our second taste of the Detroit Academy offense, and we'll see if they can have a few less penalties.
Yeah, just seemed like they didn't really get anything going. And, Brian, honestly, I think they were affected by the rain more than Lumen has been so far with what they do on offense.
Yeah, it looks like they want to throw it a little bit more.
Earlier. Agree. Yeah. So out of the shotgun here for QB Kenneth Williams at the 30, takes the snap, back to pass, looking downfield. Now he pulls down and scrambles, gets out to the 40, turns it upfield to the 45, and looks like he's past the 45 to about the 47 before he's run out of bounds. And so first down for the Leadership Academy. And that was a nice run. A little shifty, a little quickness. So that might, so far, I think the QB run has been their best play. And twice they've seen that go for pretty good size, pretty good chunks of yardage.
Yeah, both times I believe were designed QB runs. They put him back in shotgun, let people go out, maybe clear the area a little bit and let him take off. And yep. Not a bad idea.
QB draw first and 10 from the Cougars. 47. Player in motion. QB is going to take it on a sweep and gets to the 50 and then down to the 47 on the opposite side of the field. So we'll call that 6 yards. Second down at 4. 2:17 to play first quarter, and Detroit Leadership Academy with something going here, moving the football a little bit.
That was Alex Pastoriza laying the lumber there. He came up and really gave him a good hit. Once you get a running quarterback like that who's not super big, you know, lay a couple good hits on him and maybe make him think twice.
Yep. He's in the shotgun now. He's got one running back with him. 3 wideouts. Minute 50 to play in the first. 14-0 Titans. And there's a QB option. He keeps. And he'll get about a yard. Titans right there for it, not fooled. Pull him down, and that'll make it third down and about 3 here with about 90 seconds to play in our first quarter.
First quarter kind of taking a long time, an hour and 14 minutes. And if anyone's just tuning in, it's because the Detroit Leadership Academy was about 45 minutes late.
Yeah. We're 45 minutes late to get started here. Oh, got a score update after this play. Minute 6 to play and counting. Third down play for the Leadership Academy. Big play for the Titan defense to get off the field. Hand off, and he'll get a first down. Not really touched until he's past the first down marker. And then he's going to get some beyond that, about 7 yards after that. And on the carry, Jake Brockman Jr. And that's first and 10 for the Leadership Academy. So my score coming in, Brian, from Portage Central, where...
Oh, no. I'm afraid to have you even say this.
Jackson trails 43-0 at halftime.
Oh.
It's the Vikings with a tough road trip in the rain out to Portage.
It'll be a long trip coming home, too.
It's a long ride. First and 10 for the Leadership Academy on the Titans' 36-yard line, moving the football here, mostly in the arms of their quarterback, although that was a nice run by Brockman Jr. And back to throw. Titans get some penetration. And now trying to escape the pocket. He does. Down to the 20. Down to
one, the ball
not
player.
Quite the 15. But again, they go with a run play.
For another first down.
And that's going to move the chains again for the Cougars. 14 seconds left here in the first quarter. And that one out of bounds stops the clock.
Steve, you said mostly in the arms of the quarterback. I'm going to say the legs of the quarterback is what's doing the
He's
damage.
Holding the football with his arms, but getting the yardage with his legs.
It is taking the whole body. You're right. We can't discount arms.
So 14-0 Titans, 14 seconds to play in the first quarter. And Detroit Leadership Academy with the football on the Titans 25 with a fresh set of downs. And again, being able to move the ball in space between the QB and the running back. Back looking to throw, gets it out. And it's going to be about 4 yards. He's hit immediately. Nice tackling by the Titans. Glenn Dimitri will get about 3-4 yards on that reception. And that should be the last play of our first quarter. So we'll take a 60-second break from the broadcast. Titans out to a 14-0 lead early. Detroit Leadership Academy threatening here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
One North Kitchen and Bar is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson area. One North would like to thank you for tuning into this week's coverage of high school football on WKHM 970 AM 101.5 FM.
If you attended a local high school football game in the Jackson area, stop into One North and show your server proof that you were at the game, or mention this ad and receive a $5 app. For other great events or promotions going on at One North Kitchen and Bar, be sure to like them on Facebook. Now let's get you back into the game.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, Detroit Leadership Academy, second and about eight here, but they're in Titan territory, knocking on the red zone. The shotgun looking to throw. And chased out of the pocket, gets the throw away to the end zone. It's up in the air and overthrown, incomplete. It looks like we had a different quarterback in on that play, Brian. Cameron Wilder was in the game there momentarily.
And maybe that explains why he didn't take off running, because he looked like he had a little running room if he was dropping back.
And it looks like he's going to stay in at QB. Not sure why. Kenneth Williams is over there standing next to the head coach. So they do go with a QB substitution, and
seems like an odd move.
Yeah, seemed like that was mainly your best offensive player was sticking with your QB. So 11:53 to play in the first half. It's third down and eight. And the drive could stall here. Gets a throwaway on a slant, caught. And that's going to be first down distance. And so a nice play through the air. Reception by Glenn Dimitri. First down and 10. And we'll put him on the 12.
That was a nice catch because Joe Lathers was there for Lumen and did a good job kind of attacking the ball as he was catching it. And a lot of times, you know, especially high school players are going to drop that.
Yeah.
Because he really brought the hammer down on that.
Right.
Managed to hang on. Good catch.
Tough catch. And in the rain and all the other things working against him, Dimitri able to pull that one in. He's got a couple catches already in the game. Clock running here, but it's first and 10 from the 12. Four wideouts here for Leadership Academy. They run a little bubble screen here to the running back, who kind of popped out. Gets down to the 10, but nothing more. Good tackling by the Titans in the open field.
And Colin Morrow with the sure tackle. By himself, and he really put a good hit and really wrapped him up, too.
Yeah, you got to wrap up. We've seen a couple of these different Detroit Leadership Academy players seemingly kind of slide through tackles, just kind of slide loose, and we've seen a lot of speed out here too from them. Clock running on our first half here, but Leadership Academy continues with this drive. Titans with two quick drives of their own, lead 14-0. Thanks again to Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our first quarter sponsor. Glad to have them on board all season for high school football as we get this second down and 9 play. Back to throw again, gets it away into the flat, open and dropped. And there you can see why that catch by Dimitri was so impressive, because he was open all alone and it just slid through his hands.
Steve, it appears like the wind's kind of starting to pick up too. I saw one umbrella kind of go inverted and somebody trying to fix that. And we'll see if that wind picks up. Boy, the conditions could really be tough to throw in.
An umbrella never feels more clumsy than when it's inside out. 10:22 to play. Clock stops in the incomplete pass. Third down and 9 for the Leadership Academy from the Titans 11. Feels like four-play territory here, but we'll see if they need it. Cameron Wilder in a quarterback out of the shotgun. Three wide receivers to his right, one to his left. He's looking right, and the Titans defense in the backfield, and I don't know who to give credit for that sack. They had three guys back there. Chunky Willis came in and finished it off. But let's Let's give a little something to a couple of Titans players here, and that'd be Colin Morrow and Davion Franklin, who are in the backfield there.
Yeah. Morrow, Franklin, Willis, all names that we have called throughout the season, getting to the quarterback. That time there was, it was like they had a party and they said, let's meet at the quarterback.
Willis goes out of the game and he's being stalked over there by the trainer. Brennan Daly goes in to replace him. So we hope Chunky's all right.
Something must be just a little off because that's the second time he's come out in situations that he normally wouldn't.
Huge defensive play, makes it 4th and 18 for the Cougars. Shotgun play here, looking to throw again, has time, gets the throw away, it's up in the air, and knocked down, incomplete pass. Titans will take over on downs. So a drive that had been pretty impressive up to this point for the Leadership Academy stalls, and you know how many times we've seen a good drive stall in the red zone against the Titans where they'd somehow find a way to buckle down.
Yeah, well, the field shrinks, and there's less field they have to cover, and Lubin does as good a job as anybody in that situation. And that was very good coverage there by Caden Martinez. Looked like the Detroit receiver was going to maybe get behind him, but Caden did a good job of really keeping his eyes on the ball, getting his head around, and knocking that pass down.
No time wasted. The Titans are on the field for the offense from their own 20, and flags come in right away. Whistle the play dead. And another substitution penalty against the Leadership Academy here. So the Titans will get a bonus 5 yards, make it a little easier here, first and five, and put it on their 26.
And we have the substitute, the running back carousel with Colin Morrow and Nick Wilson coming in for Walker.
As I said, Walker had kind of run out. I don't know that he's 100%. Maybe a little ankle tweak or something, so we might see him use sparingly depending on how this game goes. And there's kind of a little dive play on that play to Colin Morrow, and he'll get stopped for
Morrow, the ball carrier,
no game.
Stopped by Jones for no game. Brings up second and five.
Second and five here for the Titans. 9:03 to play first half. 14-0 lead for Lumen Christie. And again, our game got started about 45 minutes late. Detroit Leadership Academy couldn't get here on time. Meanwhile, Michigan Center Jonesville, seemingly the marquee matchup, scoreless at the end of three. Sure the weather factor there. Walker gets the carry, and he's going to get the first down distance. Walker battling the whole way. His legs never stopped, and that's that kind of power to go with his finesse running, too. He's got both of those tools in his bag.
It looked like Walker was going to get stopped just shy of the first down, but man, you're right. He kept those legs churning, and it took six Detroit Leadership Academy players to bring him down.
So the Titans move the chains one more time, first and 10 from their own 32. So they work their way toward midfield with 8:22 to play in the first half and a 14-0 advantage. Titans break the huddle up to the line of scrimmage. Ehlers under center. It's an I formation. They give to the fullback, and he's going 5-6 yards before he's even touched. He's going to get to the 47-yard line before he's brought down. And you love to see a carry like that. Really, really tough to stop those when they get that fullback, gets the football quickly and is downfield before you know it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Add Davion Franklin to the list of ball carriers that, again, whoever they seem to plug in, strong, tough running.
First and 10 now for the Titans. This time the football is at the 48-yard line. 7:48 to go first half. Big set here. Pitch out to Cole Simpson. Working to the right side. Cuts it back upfield. And he carries some defenders out to that first down marker. Cole Simpson up to this point had run it only about three times, and two of those were for touchdowns. So he's coming up on that 100-yard carry total already here. And that'll move the chains one more time, and they'll spot that at the 41-yard line in Cougar territory. And the Titans continue to drive the football.
And I think the plan for Lumen right here would be just get inside the 40 and then bring Simpson back in, because if he gets the ball about at the 38, that's a touchdown.
That's his spot.
It's a sweet spot. Some basketball players have that on the court. Well, Cole Simpson's is the 38-yard line.
Harper Creek out to a 12-0 lead in their game against Gull Lake. Winner there is, I think, going to take on the Panthers. They were out to a 15-0 lead. I haven't gotten an update from them recently, but Let's assume they're still out in front at hosting Mattawan tonight. As the Titans huddle up here with a 14-0 lead of their own, 7-18 to play first half.
Exposing that Michigan Center game, first team to score wins.
Feels that way. Yeah. A little shift on the Titans line. Offset I formation. Give us to Walker. He's hit. Bounces off, and they'll stick with him and get the tackle. Nice job by Leadership Academy. First time they've really been able to get any kind of a stop on the Titans running game and push it back to the 45. I don't know if they're going to give him forward progress. It looks like they are. And that's really it's helpful because it'll make it second and nine or ten and a half. But really, after he bounced off, he was still trying to run. I think they probably stopped him for a little bit more of a loss than that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. There's not often where I've seen Walker run into one player and not go forward, but that was one.
He's out of the game. Play action, Ehlers. Little bootleg quarterback run. He's going to get to the first down and then some up the sideline. 20, 15, they push him out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Teddy Ehlers showing that he's got some legs too. Picking them up and putting them down all the way to the 10-yard line. First and goal for the Titans with 6:19 to play first half.
Yep, and Steve, that's just an example. Again, Lumen kind of lulls you, you know, just it's handoff, 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 and then all of a sudden Ehlers with the bootleg. And he did have some wheels. That's the fastest I've seen him. And I'm not saying he can't do that, but, boy, I think that's the fastest I've seen him run this season.
Yeah, and such a well-timed play call from Sean Brogan up here in the coach's box to go with that little play-action bootleg. I form for the Titans, and it's going to go to Walker, so they go back to the bread and butter. And he'll get a couple yards, not a lot more. I think they'll put him at about the 7, I think, and make it second and goal.
Xander with the tackle for the Cougars. Brings up second and
again, I'm trying to get a number, 54 from Detroit Leadership is not on our program, but, man, from here, I'm going to guess he looks like a 6'4", 240 kind of guy. He's a big individual, and he has stopped Walker twice.
Yeah, we got a couple of numbers there. Hand off to Wilson on the pitch.
Touchdown
Nick Wilson. Touchdown, Titans, 21-0. Well, 20, excuse me. I'm giving Carl Hunt that automatic.
You are, and that's Steve Boyle that's saying that, not Brian Haynes. So Carl misses this one. Listeners, you know who to call and complain about.
Hey, shout out to Eddie Z from the Poke Time show on Sunday. Let's see, he made it into the stands tonight for the Titans game. He's a regular here. Hope he's ready to be up bright and early on Sunday. 8:30 to 10 o'clock for that Polka Time extravaganza. As Carl Hunt lines up for this extra point. Hold us down, kick is up. Look good from here. And the officials say so too. 5:39 to play. It's 21-0 Titans. We're back after 30 seconds for a kickoff on WKHM.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for fall classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as we're five and a half minutes from the halftime here, and the Titans up to a 21-0 lead. Kickoff coming. Carl Hunt putting the boots. It's a low liner. It's going to get to the 15 and then missed it. Fielded at the 9. And he'll do a good job of escaping, pull it out to the 17-yard line. And now it looks like the football is loose. Titans think they have it. See what happens. DLA player saying that he was down, and that's what the officials say. So
First down
at about the 16 for the Cougars. Michigan Center with a two-point conversion on their first score, making 8-0. For the Cardinals at Jonesville tonight.
With 9 minutes to play in the game.
That'd be a bit of an upset.
That might be all they need.
Feels that way on a rainy night in Jonesville.
Yeah, I know some of the pundits out there think that might be a bit of an upset, but I was talking to some of the Michigan Center kids today, and they told me they were going to win. They felt very confident.
Well, I'm not super confident still with 9 minutes to go. I think they had some late-game dramatics when they met in the postseason last year.
They always seem to be playing in close games. Big games always seem to be close at Michigan Center.
Yeah. I've only had a minimal interaction with the folks down at Jonesville, but they're usually pretty great. So it's nice to have two good schools get together and have good contests.
Yeah.
15-0 Western leads at the end of three, hosting Mattawan tonight. So as everyone's kind of working toward the end of their game, we're working our way to halftime. 5:31 to play, another penalty against the Leadership Academy. So they'll take the football inside the 10. Handoff on first down. Titans in the backfield, they're going to stop them for a loss at the 5 as they kind of pile on, and they'll take them down to the turf. So no gain, actually a little loss, back to the 5 for the Cougars.
Yeah, that was one of Lumen's defensive stars, Joe Lathers, who always seems to be around the football. Did a good job of wrapping up his legs and letting his teammates come finish him off.
Clock continues to run down to 5 minutes now, 21-0 Titans. And they didn't quite get it back to the 5, so they put it on the 6, makes a second down, just 11. And now on first down. Tough to follow the football here, even though they get into the line. We get a flag that comes in during the rugby scrum. Football is going to get out to about the 10-yard line. And so we'll see what happens. A bunch of Titans in on the tackle there.
And, Steve, that was Kenneth Williams back in at QB for Detroit Leadership Academy, who did a lot of damage early against the Titans with his legs.
Good for the call. Personal foul. A face mask. That's going to go against the Titans. It's kind of what I expected with the way they were in a pileup like that. And so that'll put 15 yards on the end of that run and help out the Leadership Academy with 4:37 to play. Still 21-0 Titans, and that'll still keep the Cougars on their end of the field, but give them a little breathing room from the shadow of that goalpost. Move it out to the 26.
Love the goalpost shadow at 8:30 p.m. in the rain.
Hey, lights can cause shadows too, right?
That's true.
It's more of a metaphor. Shadow.
It is. That's my fault.
4:18 counting down. I form here for the Academy, and it's a loss on the run play. Again, staying on his feet longer than you'd expect as he was hit almost immediately. And it should get down to back to the 20. I think we got an official stand on the 19, actually. So to make it second down and about 13.
Yeah, quite a bit of forward progress given there because by the time he actually went down, it was about the 15. And
yeah.
Good gang tackling again by the Lumen defense.
Yeah, their pursuit has been tremendous and needs to be because this is an athletic and quick Leadership Academy team, in particular that quarterback. So one guy is not – you need a couple guys if you want to bring him down. He's in the shotgun now. It looks like he's going to get back to throw. Gets a little time. Now pressure. And taken out at the 5. And that was an assist by the wet turf because as he went to try to make his cut, you saw those feet going out from under him, and the Titans were right there to tackle. So another big defensive play at third down. Let's make it fourth in a mile, and we'll get a timeout from the
Leadership Academy.
Does that make it only third down? All right. So that's another timeout from the Leadership Academy. We'll come back in 30 seconds with the final 3:07 of the first half here on WKHM.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Three minutes. minute, 7 seconds to go. First half, Titans out to a 21-0 lead on a rainy Friday night. 45 minutes late on the start time, but we're underway, and it's a Titan lead, and it feels like playoff football.
You know, you're an hour and a half away. You were late. It's raining. You're down 21-0, and it's third in the Ypsilanti right now. I wonder how that timeout felt.
They're down in the scoreboard says 28. We'll go with that.
Okay, maybe not quite to Ypsilanti, but it's a long way.
Yeah, the bus could have dropped him off early for this play. Adam Shockney standing just on the 1 yard line, looking to throw, and now chased out of the pocket and gets the throw away. And nearly intercepted. A diving attempt by Cole Simpson, but it is incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and a punting situation.
Oh, and quarterback, after taking that mean hit from Morrow again, laying on the turf.
And again, writhing in pain on the turf. Fortunately, I guess, for Leadership Academy, they've had a couple different quarterbacks they've been using, so they do have a substitution. But in this case, it was Cameron Wilder, who's shown a better arm of the two, whereas Kenneth Williams seems to have the better feet. So still down and still clearly in pain. With 2:59 to play here in our first half, 21-0, and this is our second injury timeout of the night.
And with 3 minutes to go, and Lumen's looking to, I'm sure, get very good field position, is Detroit's going to have to punt from the, 7 yard line?
Yeah.
3 minutes, plenty of time for the Lumen offense to make it 28-0 here before half.
Meanwhile, let's grab a couple other scores here. Addison right now, 18-16 lead at our last check-in. So the very good Addison squad at 8-1. Just holding on to an 18-16 lead against Centerville. Chelsea, the Bulldogs, out to a 34-0 lead, punching their ticket to the next round, it looks like. Harper Creek, 12-0 lead over Gull Lake in that tilt. And what else do we have here? Canton with a 20-7 lead over Saline. It's the offense back on the field for the, the special teams on the field for the Leadership Academy at fourth down and 28. And the punter standing right on the A in Titans in the end zone. And the Titans would love to get a block here. They get it away just, and it's a bit of a bullet. It's going to roll out to about the 42 before it stops dead. And they'll pick it up there. So no return. And with 2:50 to play, Titans take over. Their end of the field, best field position of the game so far, Brian. And that's 2:50 seems like plenty of time for them to march down and maybe put some more points up before halftime.
Yep, and, often we talk about just the psychology of high school athletes, too. And, boy, again, you've come on a long bus trip. It's raining. It's nasty. What, there's 9 fans in the stands. You know, it's tough to, dig deep and say, hey, let's get this stop and, kind of stay in the game. I definitely look for another Lumen score here.
Cole Simpson in motion. Teddy Ehlers under center. Takes the snap, looking to throw it out quick, gets it caught, and now little elusive move, gets it up to the 40, so only about 2 yards on the play for the Titans, and who else on the reception but the sure-handed receiver Cooper Keene making that catch for Lumen Christie, about 2 yards.
Yeah. Cooper Keene doesn't care if it's raining or 70 and nice, his hands are just sticky.
Yep.
I wonder if they really are.
I know. I kind of want to get my handshake just to see, what do they feel like.
I feel like he's a superhero of some kind.
It's got to be some kind of a mix of, hard, weathered hands, but, somehow soft at the same time. I wonder how you even pull that off. Second down and 8 from the 40-yard line. Big formation here for the Titans. And a nice little reverse pitch play to Cooper Keene on the run here. 30, 20, cuts inside at the 10. Out of bounds at the 5. What a nifty little play. Kind of a misdirection, and Cooper Keene come in the reverse direction. Shovel pass it off to him, and he takes it down inside of the 10-yard line.
I'd love to give the credit to Cooper Keene for having sticky hands there, but that was just great play design right there.
Yeah.
That fooled everybody, including myself.
Like you said, Lumen's play calling, even just, it's like they do it on purpose. Let's lull you into the sense of we're going to do bread and butter. For a while, and then as soon as you think you can settle in, we hit you with something like that. Nifty. Well called, and football on the five, first and goal for the Titans with still a minute 55 to play. And this time they do go to the bread and butter dive play. Looks like they'll stop them short of the line. Now the Titans are signaling touchdown. They are in. Give them six. Touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. The Titans score again. And we're at 27 to nothing. Lumen Christie.
Ball carrier, Connor Smith for the touchdown.
Connor Smith? Is that who we had? On the carry.
Snapping here is holding Carroll. Attempting next to point.
Yes. Connor Smith with a touchdown play there. Going big, and now Carl Hunt will look to finish this one out with an extra point. 27-0, minute 48. Snaps there, and it looks like we have offsides for the Leadership Academy.
Dead ball offsides,
yep,
against the defense.
So, give the Titans a chance to try again, although I think Hunt would have been just as happy to make that kick. So, Jonesville, another update from the Michigan Center game. The Cardinals up 8-6 after Jonesville scores. Two-point conversion attempt stopped by the Cardinals.
Ooh.
So, that'll be football in the Cardinals' hands with time running out and a little two-point lead. Looking good for Michigan Center to go on the road and upset Jonesville. An upset, a minor upset, but still an upset.
Yep, I agree. This, however, kind of what we expected.
It is playing it out we expected, although we expected to be at this same point 45 minutes earlier.
We expected this to be 2 minutes to go in the fourth.
Instead, we got a minute 48 in the first half. Titans looking to make it a four-score advantage. Carl Hunt measures, snap, hold is down, kick is up, and it looks good from here. The officials say no good. Now, to be fair, my eyesight is, I'm looking through a side window and then another window. So Carl Hunt misses. Like I said, I think he would have been happy to just take that first attempt before the offside penalty. So 27-0 is where we stand with 1:48 to play. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. And again, look at that Michigan Center Jonesville game. Cardinals out to an 8-6 lead. They'll get the football on a kickoff. And time was running out there in the fourth quarter over there.
Are we done giving Jackson High updates? Do we know?
I haven't gotten anything else, right. So we're done until we get another update. But the winner of this game moves on to play the winner of Constantine Water Vliet. That's going to be a tough matchup in that one. Constantine at 9-0. That's a good program.
Constantine's always a playoff school.
Yeah.
Making big runs.
Football teed up for the Titans. Carl Hunt, give it a boot. Low liner. That one's flying nice. That's going to skip and get into the end zone. Touchback.
Ball's kicked into the end zone for a touchback.
Put some extra stank on that one, and it was kind of going on a sideways spin. So you knew when it hit, it was just going to skip and roll right back into the end zone, and it did. Leadership Academy will take over on their own 20-yard line with a minute 48 to play in the half. We did get an update at the half. I don't know if the halftime's over or what, but Portage Central is still 43-0. The lead with Jackson High, and that's going to be a clock runner in the second half, so that won't be long before that's a final.
Jackson might need a little Dorian Riley to show back up.
Cougars come out to the field on the 20-yard line. Again, they go kind of shotgun, five linemen. Three wideouts to the left, one to the right, and a running back in the backfield with Williams. Shotgun, he takes the snap, now running right away. Goes to the right side, upfield, to the 35, to the 39 before he's wrestled out of bounds. Designed run the entire way, and that's what you do when you spread it out like that. You get those kind of one-on-one running situations, and somebody like Kenneth Williams, who's shown he's elusive, can break a big play out of that.
Yeah, I think almost if you're Lumen Christie and Kenneth Williams is in there, I think that's what you have to just be aware of. He hasn't shown that he's going to let loose.
Yeah, he hasn't really thrown the football whatsoever, and you're kind of your throwing quarterback, Cameron Wilders, was out. And I expect we might see him again in the game, but for now, it is Williams.
Until he proves he can throw it, let's get after him.
Same spread set here. This time a handoff. Titans are on that quickly. Hit at the 40, so he'll get about a yard. maybe two on the carry. And that is Jake Brockman Jr. on the run.
Yeah, with Ralph Golden and Joe Leathers in on the tackle.
I like Brockman Jr.'s build. He's got that build of the, like, kind of Maurice Jones-Drew, where it's a little kind of a cannonball getting shot out of that backfield.
Yeah, again, I wish we had their heights and weights because he's definitely looking 5'5"-ish.
Yeah.
190.
Yeah. You know? And a solid kid, you know, obviously a good build and a nice runner. Under a minute to play here in the half, 27-0 Titans. Here's a throw, quick out to the receiver, caught, and Titans hit him and bring him down. He'll get about two more yards on that and bring up a third and six. On the reception there, I think, is DeAndre Hunter.
And when you throw it out wide against Lumen, you often hear us say, tackled by Cole Simpson.
And about 6.5 yards.
Michigan center with a fumble. Jonesville takes it down to about the 20, so that red zone appearance here for the Comets. Chance to take a lead.
And that game's got to be nearing over now. It's got to be within 3 minutes.
Shotgun here, third and about six. And what a spin move by Williams. Gets away. He was standing. Stop for no gain. Instead, he turns it into a 9-yard gain and a first down for the Cougars in Lumen territory at the 49. Or 51, I guess. If you were counting from the other side, but 15 seconds, the clock is the enemy here for the Cougars. We'll see what they have that can cover 49 yards in 15 seconds. They get a timeout onto the sideline.
It looked like Ralph Gold was going to bring him down in the backfield to get another sack for Lumen Christi, but Williams did a great job with a spin move to get away from Golden, and good tackle there by Calamaro.
And 15 seconds remain here in the first half. At the halftime, we'll hear from the Michigan High School Athletic Association there this week in high school sports segment. Look over the first half here. Again, Titans lead 27-0 with 15 seconds, barring some heroics here from the Cougars. That's probably where we'll go into the halftime locker room. 4 minutes left in that Michigan Center-Jonesville game, and the Jonesville with the ball on the Michigan Center 28-yard line.
Oh, wow. Excitement.
There's another back-and-forth tilt there. Scoreless through about three and a half quarters, and now they exchange scores, and now a little drama here late in that game.
Well, we talked. Turnovers, fumbles, ball security in this weather, and hopefully that doesn't come back to bite Michigan Center.
First and 10. Shotgun here. Empty backfield. Kenneth Williams takes the snap, gets it out to the receiver quickly, and the Titans will look to stay, and he's going to hustle over to the sideline, stop the clock with 8 seconds. Make that 7 as it ticked off one last second there at the end.
Now it's
Pastoriza. So Pastoriza forces him out of bounds. Second down, but we got 7 seconds remaining.
And I think Detroit Leadership Academy has no more timeouts, so I don't know that they have the ability to throw one deep here, kind of Hail Mary fashion, but we'll see what kind of tricks they have up their sleeve.
Yeah, kind of run a seam route and kind of see if you can get a guy, maybe a little slant or something. Titans pressuring the QB in the backfield. He's going to stay alive, keeps the football, gets it away, caught, and hit. Escapes one guy, but they do bring him down at the 35. That'll run out the time. And so 27-0 our score at the half. Receiver on that play, number 13, didn't make it onto our roster. Leadership Academy.
Wait, Steve, it's 8:50. That's not the ball game?
It's not the ball game. It's halftime. And we'll take a break here. We'll go back. Two touchdowns by Cole Simpson. He's in the driver's seat in the leadership position for the player of the game tonight so far with two big touchdown runs early. The Titans defense has played well. We got touchdowns from Nick Wilson. And I believe it was
Connor Smith,
yeah. But the other touchdown. Carl Hunt, 3 for 4 on extra points.
Semi-automatic. We did call him. He was Mr. Automatic. We got to change that a little bit.
Well done, sir. And so we think about our recruit specialized staffing pregame scouting report. And so far it looks like our expectations for the matchup tonight have kind of come true so far. The Titans kind of have an advantage. They press that. They've got the home field. They were here on time. So the preparation all seems to be boding well for the second half here for the Titans to keep Leadership Academy out of the end zone and go on to a win and move on to see who they're going to play in the next round. Jonesville converts 12-yard pass, kind of keeping attention on that Michigan Center-Jonesville game. It's been kind of a tight one. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the halftime. We'll get the five-minute Michigan High School Athletic Association segment, and then we'll be back out here at Lumen Christi. Again, the Titans lead 27-0 on WKHM, online at WKHM.com, or tell your Alexa device to play News Talk 970.
Hey, folks, this is Dave Ramsey. I've been telling you for years about how our friends at Jim Winter Auto Group take great care of my listeners and their automotive needs. Well, now I've got some really great news for you. Jim Winter is hiring. They've been using our Entree Leadership Principles since 2014 and have almost tripled their business since we started working together. The Jim Winter team hires only the brightest and best. They're looking for service and collision technicians to keep the busiest shop in town growing. They also need help running the parts warehouse and a dispatcher to get all this work to the right people at the right time. So if you're a great tech or an administrative pro that wants to work with the best team in town, go to jimwinterauto.com, click on jobs, and apply today. Better yet, stop in or call and ask for Jeff or Matt and find out what Jim Winter Auto Group can do for your career. Thanks for listening, and make sure you tell them Dave sent you.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools.
Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you ever have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Amanda Kassler, financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp.
Jackson School of the Arts is partnering with the City of Jackson to save the historical Masonic Temple and breathe new life into this once-abandoned building by creating a new downtown center for the arts, where all arts are accessible to all children.
Help build the future. Your connection will leave a legacy of bright minds, compassionate leaders, and community-minded citizens. Jackson School of the Arts, with nearly two decades of building lives.
Soccer hits the regional round, volleyball is ready for districts, and cross country in the UP ends on a high note. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross. Welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Boys and girls Upper Peninsula cross country champions were crowned over the weekend. On the girls' side, Houghton won as a team in Division I, Division II went to neighboring Hancock, and Munising was tops in Division III. It's Houghton's second straight D1 title. Hancock has now won three of the last four in Division II, and Munising is also a repeat champ. Individually, Houghton senior Ingrid Segrin was the fastest in the largest school division. Ishpeming sophomore Lola Corpy won in Division II, and Newberry sophomore Kaylin Clark had the best time in Division III. On the boys' side, Marquette and Sault Ste. Marie finished 1-2 for the third year in a row. Painesdale Jeffers placed four runners in the top five on way to a Division II title. And Dollar Bay made it back-to-back titles in Division 3. UN Trout Creek senior Jonah Nordine took home first place in Division 3 for the second straight season. Painesdale Jeffers' Simone Barp was first in D2. And Marquette junior Carson Vandershaff had the fastest time in Division 1. Vandershaff's 5:24 pace is the equivalent of running just over 11 miles an hour. Crank your treadmill up to 11 and see how far you can go. For full results, be sure to check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Cody Britt of Gibraltar Carlson. Britt rushed for 3 touchdowns and a 28-14 win over Brownstown Woodhaven. It was Carlson's first win over Woodhaven since 2017. It handed Woodhaven their first loss of the season, and it gave the Marauders a share of the Downriver League Championship. Jackson Zeter of Madison Heights' Bishop Foley. He scored 4 touchdowns total, 2 receiving, 1 rushing, and a kickoff return in a 43-37 win over Clarkston Everest Collegiate. And to Okemos soccer star Owen Brewer. Brewer netted 2 goals in a 4-1 district final win over East Lansing. Brewer now has 16 goals and 18 assists for Okemos, who move on to the regionals.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
We're on the volleyball court today where Team A's back row setter is in the front zone near the net and jumps to try to make the team's second contact. The ball enters the plane of the net where Team A's back row setter and Team B's front row player simultaneously touch the ball above the top of the net. What's the call? Illegal block on Team A's back row setter. A back row player attempting to play a ball in the space directly above the net is considered an illegal blocker if the ball is attacked or blocked by an opponent into the back row player while reaching above the height of the net. Team B would receive a point or be able to serve.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. As we hit the end of October and start of November, a couple of fall sports enter different phases of their tournaments. Boys soccer is working towards their finals. Districts are complete, regionals are this week, and then the semifinals are November 3rd with the finals on November 6th. 2 championship matches will be played at Comstock Park and 2 at Novi. You can watch live coverage of all 4 finals on the NFHS Network and listen to all 4 on the MHSAA Championship Radio Network. Then, starting on November 1st, the volleyball postseason gets started. 128 district champions will be crowned, and those teams will advance to the regionals starting November 9th. The semifinals and finals will once again be at Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek, November 18, 19, and 20. Last year's champions were Bloomfield Hills Marion in Division 1, Grand Rapids Christian in Division 2, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central in Division 3, and Battle Creek St. Philippe in Division 4. All 4 will be looking to defend their titles. For district pairings and everything else you need to know about all MHSAA tournaments, head to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We will see you next week.
Why is Recruit Specialized Staffing the right choice for you? At Recruit, we have great benefits that we offer from day one, plus great referral bonuses. We have an easy application process that is offered in person or remotely. So apply online today at recruitspecialized.com or in person at 1030 Lawrence Avenue in Jackson, or call 795-2515 for more information. That number again is 795-2515. At Recruit, we work for you. Recruit Specialized Staffing, an equal opportunity employer.
Make the move you've been thinking about. Elm Plating offers comprehensive training for operators on all shifts. Starting pay, $17 per hour. Elm Plating offers a family YMCA membership from day one, full insurance benefits after 60 days, and has a 401k with company match. Apply online now at elmplating.com or walk into HR on Elm Street. Elm Plating recognizes that time with your family is important. That's why they'll work with you so that you can be there when it matters. Elm Plating Company. Come grow with us.
us.
Now at Nightlight in downtown Jackson, enjoy a great time inside or outside on the patio right in front. Nightlight has weekly entertainment with DJ trivia on Thursdays, live music on Fridays, and karaoke on Saturdays. Nightlight, same great food with new menu items as well. Be sure to like Nightlight on Facebook to see upcoming events and daily specials. Nightlight can even cater your next event. Stop in today and find out more.
Downtown Jackson's best value for dinner, drinks, and live entertainment is Nightlight on West Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. We're all spending more time at home to stay healthier, so make sure it's clean. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net/fullersmi. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4630.
Fall back into fitness at the Jackson YMCA. The YMCA has something for everyone this fall. The Y has added 15 more group exercise classes, including yoga, bar, and aqua boot camp. Classes are open to members and the community. Youth sports are back, and kids ages 3 through 8 can learn or improve their basketball and soccer skills. And the Y's Kids Zone reopens September 7th, giving parents a safe place for their kids while they use the YMCA facility. For more information and to sign up, visit jacksonymca.org.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. There's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Still at the half here, Lumen Christi High School. There's a lot of other games around the area going final. That includes Western 15-0 winners over Mattawan. So Western will move on to a game potentially against Battle Creek Harper Creek, I believe, is their district opponent. Waiting in the wings, at least they were up 12-0 at our last check-in. Meanwhile, we were kind of paying close attention to the final few moments of that Michigan Center-Jonesville game. The Cardinals out to a lead with a football fumbled, gave Jonesville a chance, but stopped them inside of the five-yard line.
Yeah, big goal line stand to win the game. How exciting.
Yeah, so a lot of good football around the area, and in some cases not so much. 43-0 was our last check-in, still the score with Jackson High on the road at Portage Central, 43-0, and that was with 4:37, which was the halftime score. Yep. Of a running clock coming out in the second half, so managed not to go down any further, but never got into the end zone. A quote from somebody in attendance said, "Been a rough game, penalties, fumbles, interceptions." So Jackson will see their season come to a close, but fun season for them, and you get into the postseason, there's something to at least a little feather in your cap, and back to the drawing board, try to do better next year.
Do we have an Addison update? They were involved in a close game last I knew.
They were, and I don't think I've gotten anything since our last update where it was 18-16.
Okay.
We were getting a lot of attention to that Michigan Center game, so that was the most of my updates. Addison dropped a wide-open TD pass at some point. As far as I know, still 18-16 Panthers.
I'll see what I can get us.
We'll do some research. Let's take another two-minute break here on the halftime. Teams getting back out of the locker room and ready to take the field for the second half before too long. So two-minute break, and we'll be back with more football action. Titans with a 27-0 lead right now over the Detroit Leadership Academy Cougars on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Smart homeowners know that proper maintenance of their home's heater can save a bundle in the long run. Trust our comfort specialists at 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning to keep your heater running right. Whether you've got a furnace, heat pump, boiler, or any other type of heating system, a proactive tune-up can help keep you comfortable. Just call 517-782-8191 to schedule a $99 tune-up. Sing it with me.
Always on time, or you don't pay time.
Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, still at the half here. Lumen Christie leads 27-0. Titans on the field, stretching out those hamstrings. Leadership Academy now returning to the field with about 2 minutes before we kick things off for the second half. And, yeah, just a nice Titan by-the-book kind of first half there. They did a lot, basically everything on the ground. Actually, one pass attempt, I think, was all to Cooper Keene, but he got a really nice run attempt that actually ate up a big chunk of yardage for the offense. So the Titans continue to just kind of run by the playbook the way they like to do it, eat up a lot of clock, long possessions, long drives, and touchdowns at the end of them.
Yeah, I kind of had a laugh here, Steve. Coming into the half or out of the half, you know, I'm pretty sure it's a rule that the other team has to be out on the field with 3 minutes to go, and Detroit was late getting out here, so that should be a penalty, a delay of game penalty. I don't know if the officials are going to do that or not, but
we'll see. Time will tell. At this point, I think there's maybe just a feeling that they're glad they came back at all. Although, let's be honest, I think that most people here feel like Lumen Christie will win the game, so the conclusion doesn't seem in question anymore. It's raining. It's late. If they don't come back out, nobody's that mad. Right? We all go home and have a nice Friday night with our families.
Start our Halloween festivities. Getting a couple
Addison
other scores.
Addison 24-16 win, and Hudson shuts Reading out 22-0. That's a good Hudson team.
That is a good Hudson team, and those two teams will play at Hudson next week.
It's going to be rough going. Maybe it looks like the weather right now, as far as I could see, the 7-day forecast, the weather should be better than it has been tonight, maybe a little less rain.
What happened to those just 70-degree games?
Remember that?
It was just sunny, and we'd show up in shorts and our short-sleeve shirts. And
those were the good old days. We were talking before we got on the air about our last three trips to Lumen Christie have been kind of delayed. One was actually really short. We had the rain out. Then we had the Western game, which was won by Lumen Christie, but we had about a half hour, 45-minute delay with an injury in that one. And now here we are on a rainy night tonight, and the other team is 45 minutes late, so we just had three consecutive trips to Lumen Christie that have been, let's say, unconventional broadcasts.
We're seeing some things that neither of us have seen before.
And now, so the 27-0 lead, the Titans will kick off. Leadership Academy will have a chance to kind of keep themselves ahead of that nonstop clock pace with maybe their first trip to the end zone, their first points. So far has not been good. We'll keep an eye out on their quarterback situation. Again, they have two guys that they've been kind of alternating back and forth. Kenneth Williams was their starter, but they also had Cameron Wilder in for a few plays, and Wilder seemed like the more the better arm or the more throwing style quarterback. But he left after an injury in the first half, so we'll see if he makes an appearance or not. And the Leadership Academy ready to receive. Kick is nice and high, end over end, and that's going to go in the end zone for a touchback. Carl Hunt showing off the leg on that one. Nice kick.
Yeah, that might have been our longest kick that we've seen this year by anybody.
It's one of them, yeah.
Little with the wind, but not too much.
As the rain continues to be steady, I don't think it's increased or decreased in volume since we started, Brian. It's just been consistent. And that is kind of the expectation. Looks like it might linger on to the morning tomorrow, but by game time, it should calm down.
And we should give some props to the cheerleading squad who's just, you know, they're just sitting out there drenched.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, that rain has just been constant.
Yeah, but doesn't seem to have dampened their spirits.
Nope.
They got the shiny gold pom-poms.
Yep.
And making sure this crowd stays energized for the Titans. First and 10 on the 20-yard line for the Leadership Academy. We're underway again, 12 minutes on the clock as we start the second half. And now we got kind of an I formation under center, a little different look for the Leadership Academy, and it's a handoff to the fullback. It's going to get about 3 yards, so yeah, much different than anything we saw in the first half of this one. Carry goes to David Flowers.
Yep, David Flowers with the carry, and again, Cole Simpson with the tackle.
Cole Simpson. Big part of the defense, big part of everything they do out here. Really, like I said, our leader in the clubhouse for the player of the game, unless something major happens from here on out, he'd be tough to boot out of that top spot with a couple of nice touchdown runs that put Lumen out in front early.
Wonder if right now he's even thinking to himself, like, man, I can almost just taste that burger.
I think he probably is. I think he's had one win already this year.
You think he's thinking about that?
Again, I formation here for Leadership Academy. Williams under center, back to pass, and just kind of a little, I don't know what you even want to call that, just a little wheel route kind of out of the backfield, but just not really a screen. Incomplete anyway, but it was kind of backwards pass. They do whistle the play dead, but it'll bring up third down at about 6 here for the Cougars.
And we're not at a great angle, but, man, I did, from my point of view, I thought that might have been a backwards pass, and then Lumen clearly recovered it. I'm sure a lot of the fans that are sitting out in the rain and with this score 27-0 wouldn't mind a quick Lumen score and maybe get to that running clock. Although they're going to need to go for two to get there.
All right, third down and 6, 11:03 to play, third quarter, 27-0 Titans.
Come on, and
late substitution. I don't know that that's even legal.
Out of the shotgun, empty backfield, back throws Williams, escapes the first Titan blitz. Now getting away to the side, he's going to turn upfield to get a first down, and then some on the sideline. He gets to the 37-yard line, and that's been their best play, is to that kind of a QB draw where I don't think he was ever actually thinking about throwing it. Just delay in the backfield a little bit, and then find your running lane.
Yeah, I fully expected to see a penalty flag late. There was a receiver that just went off the field and another one that just came in kind of like hockey subbing.
And we've had about two or three illegal substitution penalties already against Detroit Leadership Academy. They got first and 10 from their own 35. Clock is stopped as the player went out of bounds. Williams empty backfield, 4 wideouts. And again, kind of back to pass. Now gets away, does throw it. And it's short and incomplete.
Pass intended for Xander. Falls incomplete.
I think Williams might go to bed tonight and just wake up at about 2 in the morning just having visions of Colin Morrow chasing him, because Morrow just keeps blitzing and seems to always be untouched.
Yeah, almost as though Colin Morrow thinks he plays running back for Detroit Leadership Academy, because every play he's in the backfield. 10:48 to go here in our second half. 27-0 Titans.
And Morrow just coming from that linebacker position, just sometimes even on a delayed blitz, just waiting a second, picking his spot and getting there.
And you almost have to kind of have a spy for Williams that's ready for when he tries to escape the pocket. Now he goes back again. And again, cuts up on the run, looking to throw. Titans still recover, still on his feet, and now he gets a throwaway. Open guy caught, and he'll get the first down. And that's what that kind of quickness can do for you, is extend the play until you can get a pass away to somebody who's open.
Yeah, that someone was Xander Neal, and Xander Neal did a good job of recognizing the quarterback being in trouble, and he kind of came back and made himself available.
And this is, I'm just, this, the ongoing from the night, Detroit Leadership Academy coaches just now making their way up to the coach's box here in the press box. A little late.
We're not meaning to make fun. It's just been...
It's the kind of night it's
yeah,
had.
Yeah, it has.
First and 10, though, at the 49. Handoff, and still on his feet. And that's been kind of the Leadership Academy's thing. That the Titans have a guy there, but they're able to elude one or two of those guys. This case, it ends up being no gain on the carry by Brockman Jr., but, again, could have been stopped right away for a two-yard loss. Instead, he turns it into kind of a no-gain situation. Second down.
I'll give the Leadership Academy runners some credit in that they're not going down easily. Like, Lumen Christie has to, you know, bring help. They're doing some game tackling, and they're trying. They're fighting out there.
Second down, they put on a 50, call it 9 yards here. 9:42 to play third quarter. 27-0 Titans. And our game brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. All of our postseason football brought to you by Phil and Barb and the whole team at Trips. Shotgun here and a play action. Looking to pass in the seam off of a Titans defender's hands. Receiver still had a chance at it, but it'll fall harmlessly to the turf and bring up a third down and nine.
Yeah, that ball touched three people's hands, including two Titans. Caden Martinez, first one to knock it up, and then Joe Lathers got his fingers on it. Couldn't come up with the interception, but
50-yard line here for the football, third down and nine. Leadership Academy huddled up, and now they'll make their way up to the line of scrimmage.
I'm calling quarterback draw.
It's been their most effective third down play. Williams in the backfield, takes the snap, back to throw, gets pressured, escapes over to the sideline, and he's going to get up, not quite to the first down marker. Out of bounds at the 44, 43. So I'll bring up fourth down and two.
Fourth down and two.
And that's been that, like you said, Brian, that kind of like the Titans come side to side. He splits those two defenders, and then he's off to the races.
Yeah, and it's kind of not the traditional one where a quarterback takes a couple steps and then he knows he's going. I mean, he's dropping back and moving around and then just deciding to go.
And the Titans have been able to put pressure on him, but he's handled it or almost welcomed it, because that means there are two less guys in front of him if they're pressuring him and he can go past them. So this is a fourth down play. Big chance for the Titan defense. And there's a whistle.
Good ball, delay of game against the offense.
Delay of game. And so that'll move it back. And again, noteworthy, just the difference between the Titans and most teams, but particularly Leadership Academy. When the Titans huddle up, they break the huddle, they're up to the line, they snap the football. Leadership Academy breaks the huddle, they get up to the line eventually, and they'll line up and play. So it's just a difference in kind of the, I wouldn't say style, but just the overall.
Just a culture almost of the
culture
program.
Culture is the right
word,
yeah.
And not only are they deliberate getting out there, you get the feeling like a couple guys don't know exactly where they're supposed to go. They're kind of looking around. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they make a quick personnel change right before the snap. Shotgun here. And now instead of fourth and two, it's fourth and seven. Williams is back to throw. He's going to get pressured. They run a screen, and it's dropped. Probably the right play call at the time. I don't know that it would have worked out, but not a bad play call. Incomplete pass, Titans first and 10, and they'll get that at their own 48-yard line. And short field here for Lumen, leading 27-0, 9 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. Lumen's first possession here in the second half.
And even though only about 3 minutes went off the clock, I think that was Detroit Academy's longest drive of the night.
Yeah, they really held it for a long time, and they've had that where they possess the football for a long time and it moves way up. Maybe it moves 10, 12 yards up. They move back five. You know, it's a lot of time of possession without a lot happening as far as ball movement. Ehlers back to throw on the first possession here for the Titans. He's got a man. It's Ralph Golden back behind the defense to the 15-yard line. Didn't expect the Titans to come out of the locker room and throw a play-action pass, but Teddy Ehlers on the bunny, on the button there, excuse me, for Ralph Golden. Catches it and takes it down to the 15-yard line. First and 10 for the Titans in deep.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier Titans lull you, and you think you know what's coming. But again, great play call. Golden wide open.
Yeah, and in this case, they're still living off what they lulled you into in the first half. You're ready to come out and expect, who didn't expect them to come out and just kind of go back to work running the football instead. A nice deep pass by Teddy Ehlers. Throws it when he needs to and puts it where it needs to go. This time it's a give to Smith. Connor Smith blasts his way inside the five before he's brought down. I think that's going to be another first down and goal. Four tries for the Titans inside of the five-yard line with 8.5 to play in the third quarter.
Connor Smith, just that bruising running style. I wouldn't want to get in front of him.
Now, I got an update. I'm not sure if this is a final or not, but we mentioned the winner of this will play the winner of Monroe, St. Mary Catholic Central, and Lutheran Westland. And right now it looks like Monroe, 28-12, the likely opponent for
Lumen Christi.
Lumen.
Yeah.
Or, well, whoever wins this game. Still a lot of time, Brian.
It's up in the air. Well, wait, nope, that's rain.
And Connor Smith again inside the five and tries to bull his way in. They stand up and keep him out. Second down and goal from up the two-yard line, it looks like.
Morrison with the Steve, top. Do we know for sure, is that, assuming Lumen can hang on to win this, is that going to be another Lumen home game next week?
Should be. Lumen was the top playoff point team in all of Division 7.
So I wonder how long would that mean they get to go without before travel?
I think the regional, I think that they'd get those two home games in the
just
district
the two?
And then they would go on the road.
Okay.
Titans quickly to the line. 7:04 to play. Ehlers gives to Smith, and this time he ducks it into the end zone.
Touchdown,
Titans. 33-0.
I even hear a fan saying, go for two.
For
I think people are aware. They're aware that 2 points will get that to the running clock. We'll see if Coach Brogan agrees.
This touchdown brought to you by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Celebrating their 40th anniversary this year, Brian, at Aspen.
You know, Ehlers is coming back on the field. I think they are going to go for two and try to get that to a running clock. And, you know, I really can't blame them when you're Lumen and you have this game under control.
And they'll draw the Cougars offsides. I don't know that they drew them offsides. I think the Cougars were happy to do it. Personnel change off the sideline here for the Cougars. And I think I got it. Jamar Lee, who looks like he's about 5'1", 260.
You know, and it wasn't Fire even a personnel change. They just had 10 guys on the field.
Ah. And there they go to Cole Simpson into the end zone, 35-0. Titans lead with 7 minutes to play in the third. We'll come back after a 30-second break on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 35-0. Titans lead with a kickoff coming, and that clock will start, and it won't stop. And they let that roll. And it does go out of bounds, so the flag will come out. And it doesn't start the clock in that case.
Ball's kicked out of bounds.
And the clock controller over there with his finger at the ready couldn't wait to get it started. As the rain continues to pour, steady, same pace it's been going all night. The field in great shape here, however, at Lumen Christi, whatever it was, that downpour we experienced a few weeks ago that had kind of bubbles forming, the correction was made, and it's holding up as well as could be expected in this kind of weather.
Yeah, we haven't really seen too many guys slipping on the turf. Field's in great shape. Now, getting out to our cars and going through that grassy mud pit might be a different story.
I'm going to stay to the path. It'll take a little bit longer, but I'm sticking to the path.
I'm grabbing that golf cart.
Well, you know, I got to imagine this field, whatever, if you do slip, I bet it's very preferable to whatever they were playing at out in Jonesville or in Hudson tonight.
Yeah, you got that right. Or all across the state.
All right, Leadership Academy on the field. Clock's running. They trail 35-0, and a flag comes out at the end of the play. Another delay of game penalty.
Delay of game against the offense.
And as we know, with the clock runner, the flags will still stop it. But they'll set it down. And we'll restart the clock here.
The official with his little towel out there drying off the ball.
The towel's just hanging on his waist. That's got to be as wet as the ball, right?
You would think so. You know, I know in NFL games other night in the rainy thing, they talk about they had 24 different footballs to just come in and out with. And you know, I got to believe in high school, what do you think they had? Are working with maybe four?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Receiver in motion. Three to the left for Williams. Back to throw. And they got him under pressure. That's a sack for the Titans.
Williams is brought down to the backfield by Colin Morrow.
Hey, Steve, would you believe that would be Colin Morrow with a sack?
I would believe that.
I hope you believe it because it clearly was.
Seems to be his modus operandi on the defense. Hey, we got a World Series update. Braves out to a 1-0 lead.
Okay.
I'm rooting for the Braves.
Yeah, go Braves. I think Braves. I actually saw a thing where they showed a map of America and who was rooting for Houston, and everybody in every state but Texas was rooting for the Braves.
Yeah, no surprise. You know, the cheating thing still staying with them. And yeah, I've been a Braves fan from back in the, like, Terry Pendleton, John Smoltz, Greg Maddux days.
It's cool that Pendleton came before Smoltz and Maddux.
He's the one I think of right away. It's that very distinctive batting stance as Williams escapes the pocket again on the run. He's going to get out to first down. Still on his feet, slicing through. Now changes fields to the left side. And he's looking to get this clock stopped again. He goes out of bounds at the 33. But Williams, he ran about 80 yards to get about 40. But, wow, elusive.
Williams is fast.
Yeah.
No, Williams is one player on the team for the Detroit Leadership Academy that you have a sense that could play for Lumen Christi.
Yeah, it's definitely. He's clearly a reason that they're playoff qualifiers. I don't see much happening where they win games without him. Now, if it's better weather conditions and maybe they can uncork a few more throws and do some of those things, I think we'd see that a few of those receivers have some skills too. We saw some pretty good catches from Glenn Dimitri, and I bet he's got some elusiveness out there too. And he's got a little bit of length on him too, so I bet you can throw a few jump balls up to him at times as well. We'll get a timeout here from the Leadership Academy. 4:23 to play third quarter, 35-0 Titans. Let's take a 30-second break and we'll come back to the broadcast on WKHM.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics that can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
I just feel like I shouldn't back sell the bumper music, Bramble of Young Turks, Rod Stewart. You know what happens on some of these Friday football nights? I hear that rejoin music. I have to listen to one of those songs on the way home just so I can get it out of my head. And that might be the one tonight. 4:23 to play, third quarter. 35-0. We've had a running clock here. But stops with penalties, stops with timeouts. And in this case, Leadership Academy would like to get it back to a normal clock management situation by putting up their first points of the game, trailing 35-0, and with the ball on the Lumen Christi end of the field at the 32. I think that's the 33. Williams were operating out of the shotgun. He's the reason they're down here with a great run on their last play. Titans continue to pressure, and little wide receiver, just another one of those quick kind of bubble screens, left it a little short, and it's incomplete.
You know, that time Lumen didn't seem to be bringing the pressure quite so fiercely, and I think that that might be a good plan to just kind of keep him in the pocket, keep him corralled, and make him become a thrower. Because he does not look like a willing passer. He wants to definitely tuck it and run, and he's very good at that.
Plus, I think they can still get pressure with just the four-man rush on the D-line. Yep.
Although, I will say Latin Morrow pick his spots and go through there. He's got three sacks already and an additional five quarterback hits and hurries.
Shotgun. Williams is looking to throw. And he's going to uncork one. One-on-one coverage. Pass is caught into the end zone. Touchdown, Cougars. And one-on-one coverage left to short. Receiver just concentrated and made the catch, and he's in the end zone. 6 points for the Leadership Academy, and it's Dimitri on the reception and the score for the Cougars. With 3:15 to play in the third, 35-6 is the Titans' lead.
And Dimitri had the Lumen defender on his back, and he kind of went basketball post there and just kind of posted him up and kept him on his butt and made a very nice catch for that touchdown.
Titans had another DB over there, and I don't know why he seemed to kind of drop off of the coverage when the ball got up into the air. Conversion try here for the Cougars.
Come on, D.
And unfortunately, this is going to stop the running clock.
And so there's kind of a two-point try and a designed run. Flag comes out, and I don't think he got it in. They do signal that the conversion's good, but we'll see what the flag is.
It's good, but there is a flag on the play.
They're going to get some kind of procedure penalty on Detroit Learning Academy or Leadership Academy.
Yep. Yeah, so a false start or illegal procedure. And so we'll replay this conversion try.
Come on, defense!
We're kind of at that point of the game now, Steve, where, and it seems like we've done a few games like this where the score just out of hand and kind of the big question is the running clock. That kind of becomes the new score.
Right.
Can you keep it running? Can you keep it over 35?
That's certainly what we're up here in the booth kind of keeping an eye on. Gosh, I mean, I guess at this point there's still a lot of time. I guess we could keep an eye out for a miraculous comeback. However, scoring points is one thing. Stopping Lumen from scoring points is another, and Leadership Academy has not done that much at all. And there's a throw attempt. Knocked away and incomplete, and so the two-point try fails. 35-6 is our score with 3:15 to play. Titans will accept a kickoff here in a moment. We'll take a 30-second break from the broadcast on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Provide quiet, efficient cooling all summer with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Call Lambris Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lambris has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Titans kick return team out to the field for only the second time tonight. Colin Morrow is back there deep with Nick Wilson to return. 3:15 on our third quarter clock. Constantine, the final now, 42-20 over Watervliet. That is the opponent waiting for Michigan Center in the next round. It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, they've run into Constantine before, and things have not gone Michigan David Center's Clyde's way.
Kicking off for Detroit.
Leadership Academy lined up, sort of. Now they're ready. Here comes the kick, and that's off. It's a low liner. Kind of top spin on it, and they'll dive on it and down it at the 28-yard line. And that's covered by Connor Dancer on the play.
Good job by Dancer there to not try to advance it. And, you know, with this score in this situation, the ball was, again, going to be slick and kind of spinning funny, and some guys would want to try to pick that up and make something, but Connor alertly just covers it up.
Teddy Ehlers heads into the huddle. He's got the play call from the sideline. Quickly to the line for the Titans. Pitch out to Wilson.
Do you know who opens drains?
Other turns back, turns it outside again at the 37, where he's brought down.
37-yard line, 36-yard line.
It's a nice gain there on first down. And second and two.
Second down and two.
2:55 on our third quarter clock, and it's running. Titan football, they've led the entire way.
We haven't seen much of Walker as running back here this second half, and even late into the second quarter. I don't know. You mentioned you thought he got kind of dinged up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And yeah, with this kind of lead, you just keep him out. Don't make it any worse. You got three other guys you like to give the football to. In this case, it's Brendan Daly. He's going to get a yard. Still shy of the first down, it looks like. But it'll be third and short.
We also haven't seen Chunky Willis back out on the field, and he's kind of there on the sidelines with a coat on instead of his, you know, just he doesn't look like he's ready to go back in either.
Yeah, and again, one where I don't think that he's sustained an injury that means that he has to sit out, but I don't think they want to risk it. Connor Smith breaks one up the middle, 40, 35, down to the 32-yard line before he stops on the third short play. Big gain for big Connor Smith, who's having a nice game, especially here in the second and third quarter.
Yeah, Connor did a good job of even just protecting the football there too, because as the tackler from behind kind of reached around to wrap him up, and a lot of times, especially with that slick football, that's a fumble waiting to happen, but he covered it up, both hands, did a good job. Connor flashing a little speed there too for a big fella.
Yeah, it's nice if you got a guy with that kind of size to have a little quickness too and run the football for you on those little dive plays, little wham plays with the fullback. Minute 16, and they go to the guy up front again, different player this time.
Franklin,
but stop for a short gain, Devion Franklin on the carry.
It's got to be frustrating being a Lumen opponent, and you think, okay, hey, we just have to stop 4 and 7 and 2 and 88. I mean, they just keep coming. And then just when you think you're stopping the running backs, Ehlers takes off and runs one for 40 yards.
Reminds me of, and I don't know if this is true, but back at Oklahoma State when it was Barry Sanders and Thurman Thomas were there at the same time, and Thurman Thomas was starting, and they thought that maybe they had injured. It was Oklahoma, I think, was the opponent, and they thought Thurman Thomas was hurt, and they were upset because now Barry Sanders comes and he might be better than him. That's kind of looming. Yeah, if one of their guys gets hurt, you're not happy about it because the next guy might as well be just as good.
Yeah, yeah.
In this case, you got what looked like a false start at first, but it's going to be offside. So the Leadership Academy player jumped first. So 5 more yards here for the Titans. Second down and 3 after the penalty. And that'll put the football right on the 25-yard line in Cougar territory.
You know, we mentioned the running clock at 35, and it went away from that, but that clock's just been running because Lumen is just keeping it on the ground, just as you would think. You're not going to get incomplete stopping this game, I don't think, anymore from the Lumen side.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything to stop the clock, and it's going to run out of the third quarter. 35-6, Titan football. Three quarters in the books, one to play. Let's take a 60-second break, and we'll come back with the fourth quarter here at WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
School may look a little different this year, but remember, some kids are still walking to and from school or coming and going from the bus stop in neighborhoods everywhere in Jackson County. As you know, kids are kids and don't always pay attention. As responsible drivers, we need to look out for the kids in our community. Parents, please remind your children to be aware of their surroundings, too. Together, it's going to be a great year. This school safety reminder has been brought to you by American Title Company.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
12 minutes on our clock here. Titans come out onto the field, second and short from the 25. And it's a give to Brendan Daly. He's got the first down, still on his feet grinding. And he'll roll forward. And we brought it down. Looks like in the 18. So we'll move the chains one more time. First and 10 for the Titans inside the 20-yard line. Red zone trip for Lumen Christie. They haven't had to have a ton of those because a lot of their touchdowns were coming from outside of the red zone. But they're just as capable of getting it done in close. And that's when you play offense like the Titans do. We mentioned in the Leadership Academy gets down inside the 20. That field feels a lot smaller.
Yeah.
But for the Titans, it's not the same effect because they'll grind you wherever on the field that you might be.
Yeah, for the Titans, it doesn't feel so much like if they're going to score, but it, more just when and who.
Yeah.
Those are the two big questions.
Under center is Ehlers, and he gives off to Daly, breaks through the line, and he goes to the house. End zone touchdown, Titans. 41-6, 11-12 to play in the game. Titans score again. Touchdown brought to you by Aspen, one-hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Daly's one of those guys that missed some games earlier this year due to injury, but is now back. And just, again, one more weapon.
Yeah.
Especially just a big kid as a good fullback that you can tell is well-coached, knows what he's doing.
Doesn't try to do too much. Nope. Just kind of bulldogs his way through there. And it's sometimes you break through there and you get the touchdown run. Snap is there, hold us down, kick is up. Carl Hunt looking for another extra point, and that's good. 42-6, Titans lead. We'll keep it here on the broadcast with 11-12 to play. Back into clock running mode. Again, we were hoping to get a little of the
physical injuries, the mental well-being of our young children.
We were hoping to get a little bit of the end of that Detroit Red Wings game, but with the delayed start here, where it doesn't seem likely that that'll occur.
Now, do you call yourself, do you consider yourself a big Red Wing fan, or is hockey not?
I'm not a huge hockey watcher, so I'm a Red Wing fan if I'm a fan of anything. It's nice to be from the place where it's called Hockey Town, you know. That's pretty great and recognized by most people around the country as the place for American hockey.
A little more so than, like, say, the Columbus Blue Jackets or something.
Very much so. Or Florida Panthers in the play tonight. Or Tampa Bay Lightning. Although they're making a good claim to being a hockey city.
We get a lot of those seasons. Snowbirds that go down there and that maybe are itching for some hockey, so I can
see
that. Yeah.
Kickoff, Carl Hunt. It's a low liner, skips and fielded at the 13, running to the left side all the way across the field. And they're going to get a spin at the sideline and then knocked out of bounds at the 40, but a flag comes in, looking like a block in the back from the Leadership Academy.
Yeah, that was a pretty clear one.
Gabe King on the tackle for the Titans.
That's definitely going to bring him back.
And that's, I think that's probably been our, maybe the, it's the third for sure, might be the fourth time on the kick return that Leadership Academy's had some sort of a penalty so that they end up with bad field position.
Yeah, boy, you know, at all levels of football, you know, even you watch NFL games or you just watch any kick return or punt return, it seems like there's an illegal block or a hold call. And it's gotten to the point where it feels like 75% of the time that's probably high. But, man, it's almost to the point where you might as well just, you know, call for the fair catch and take it at the 25.
So we'll walk off a penalty here, and it looks like we got it marked at the 25-yard line. First and 10 there. 10:57 to play, and the clock is running again as we look to end the night here. So quarter to 10. Again, if you're just joining us, we got a late start due to a late arrival from the Leadership Academy.
Nice stress on leadership.
It seems like it's not a leadership quality to not leave with plenty of time to get to your game. Ooh, handoff on first down and forward progress pulled to a halt immediately. That's going to be a loss of yardage. About 2 yards on the carry. Second down and 12.
Good hit there by Reed Garcia. We haven't called his name, but you know, we probably are going to get a chance here in these closing minutes to call a few names that we don't often get to call. This might be time where even like a couple JV call-ups get some action.
Indeed, and there are a slew of them. And we got, and they've been using them a little bit sparingly, but throughout the season, we haven't really had a full roster with their names on it, but we do today, so it's nice to have that going into the postseason. Shotgun here for Williams, back to throw. He'll get chased out of the pocket again. Still trying, instead of trying to run it, he is trying to get a throwaway, and he does get one away, and it's incomplete, and a big hit on the intended receiver on the play. It was Joshua White, and again, a big hit there from the Titans.
Yeah, big hit by Cole Simpson on Joshua White, who I actually knew as Josh White. Now lives out in Colorado. We called him Bluegill, so I'm going to call this guy Bluegill.
All right. Is that a real story?
That's a real story.
That's a cool nickname.
It is. I'm going out to his wedding here in a month.
Oh, man, congratulations, Bluegill.
Bluegill, getting hitched.
Getting hitched.
He's probably listening.
Yeah, of course he is. Bluegill getting ready for the big day. Planning a wedding.
And the Bluegill I know didn't just take a serious lick from Cole Simpson, so he's one up on this, Joshua White.
Half the distance.
And a penalty that's going to would have moved things back. The Titans decline.
Third down.
Yeah, I said we get to maybe call some names. Right now, most of the Titans starting defense is still out on the field. Trying to really wrap this up.
Yeah, it looks like they've shut down the concession operation over there. Shout out to Marino's Pizza and was it Virginia Coney Island?
Virginia Coney Island, yeah. I got one of those. I snuck one of those in. Didn't eat the onions, though, kind of as a favor to you.
We appreciate it, much appreciated. But I know you don't really have a sense of smell these days.
No, I don't. You
Mine
can eat whatever you want.
Mine is very strong. Third down and 12. 9:23 to play, but the clock is running the rest of the way, or at least until the Leadership Academy scores again, which if the Titans have anything to say about it, won't happen. And there's a shotgun for Williams. Kenneth keeps, runs to the sideline, and out of bounds. Not going to get a first down. And now we get some shoving on the sideline there over on the Leadership visiting side. So it's going to bring a fourth down. Looks like about five. But it appears that the Titans' opponent next round will be Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central.
Yeah, right now about the only couple things left in this game that are in question is, you know, when it'll end and whether or not I can finish all the Hello Panda snacks that we had in front of us.
And, well, there's also a little wrinkle in that because I think I still have some left that you didn't know about.
Well, let's kind of just keep it that way, I think.
All right. We don't have to pull those. Save them for next week.
Time out.
You can leave them up here because it looks like we'll be back.
I think we're going to have to buy some Hello Panda snacks for at least the next 3-4 weeks. I think we're going to have Jackson area football teams playing 3 weeks from now.
Heard it here first. 8:10 to play, and they didn't stop the clock with a timeout. We'll keep it on the broadcast. I think we're going to have a short post game on the show, Brian. Matter of fact, if we can see things wrap up by about the same time as that final gun sounds, I think we'll be doing a good job.
Yeah, we can. I mean, we kind of know. I think we know who our chem dry player of the game is going to be.
Yeah, Fuller's chem dry, thanks to them, carpet cleaning. They get it all done, and of course, Nick Fuller and his team also in charge over at Schlenker's, which is our prize for our player of the game. Schlenker's burger, fries, and a drink.
Listen to it on the MHSA website.
8:10. Leadership Academy back on the field. Signal from the official. The clock starts. Back to pass and hit. What a tackle. Is Colin Morrow coming in to make the hit? No, we got a different.
Tackle by Connor Smith.
Joe Lathers, I thought I had. Anyway.
Lathers and Connor Smith.
Yeah,
kind
of
a double
threat there. So to make a first down for the Titans, and they'll send the offense back on the field.
You know, your Detroit Leadership Academy, you do a fake punt, and that's fine, but you hate to have to call a timeout and then do that, because when you call a timeout, that kind of raises that red flag that, you know, you're on alert for that. You do that without the timeout, maybe you catch them off guard, but...
Yeah, because you want it to just kind of look like it's run-of-the-mill. 7:24 to play, clock's running, 42-6 Titan lead. So we're in the fourth quarter here, and game that started 45 minutes late, but it's been all Titans most of the way. Save for one nice touchdown pass by the Cougars.
New quarterback, Colin Morrow.
Colin Morrow. Oh, we got it. Yeah, we're going JV here.
Okay.
And that's going to be Timmy Crowley.
Brendan Daly, the ball
carrier. Is Crowley a prominent name around Lumen at all? Is this Field?
Yeah, this is one of those cases. I said Colin Morrow. Crowley also wearing number 5, just like Colin Morrow.
Yep. And
some of the new football rules allowing different numbers now.
Counter dancers in there.
So hopefully we don't call out anybody else as some of these JV call-ups are in now.
Well, the good news is that the entirety of the press box up here corrected us on that.
Glad to know somebody's listening.
6:21, and the clock's running. Crowley under center, and he hands off. Nice little carry off tackle. Down to the 15, and I believe that's another JV runner, perhaps. Nope, Gabe King.
I think we'll give that to Gabe King.
He's the lone number 15 on the roster.
Yep, I don't see another 15 on the roster. That's good.
We're 6 minutes to go here in this one, and again, running clock, and we'll stop it. Official stopping the clock there. So, yeah, join us tomorrow, Sports Saturday. I say us. I don't know if you're busy. You probably got to prep for, you got pre-Michigan State pregame preparation.
Yeah, I don't know that it has to be that early, though.
But I'll be there anyway.
Okay.
Maybe Brian Haynes, 9 to 10. Sports Saturday, we'll recap all these scores and game highlights and stuff, and chance to preview Michigan State. Of course, Lions coming up. NASCAR is nearing their championship. Football hits the turf there for minutes, picked up, and the play whistled dead. So as long as the clock keeps running, I'm not, whatever happens down there, I'm not too worried about. And it looks like, again, 42-6 is our score. Titans looking to cash their ticket into the district final. But yeah, join us Sports Saturday, 9 to 10 tomorrow here on 970 AM, 101.5 FM, online at WKHM.com.
And can people call in?
People can call into the show.
Encourage some call-ins in the morning?
Yeah, whenever.
Yeah, let's talk to Jackson.
It's always, excellent to talk sports. And, of course, here at 970, you're home for U of M football. Jim Brandstatter, who has announced his retirement at the end of the year. And Gabe King takes the carry. He's going to get maybe a yard, nothing more. Third down for the Titans. Still 4:35 on the clock. Jim Brandstatter. Dan Dierdorf. That's still who's doing that. It's a slew of former Wolverines on the broadcast. It's a fun listen. Check it out for Michigan, Michigan State. Turn the TV down and turn the radio broadcast up for your sound. There's some program where you can get the TV to sync to your radio because the radio's always a little bit ahead of the TV.
Really?
Call. Yeah.
Wow.
But if you don't want to go too far into it, just nice to hear it on the radio and then look at the TV and know what's going to happen. Crowley, third down at 12, pitches out to King. He's going to cut it up. Now cuts inside on his feet. Lowers the shoulder. He's going to get inside the 10. Looks like it's about the 9. Still short of the first down marker. Bring a fourth down for the Titans with 3:43 to play.
And I think they're going to go for it. But here's where I kind of want. I want to see a Carl Hunt field goal. I mean, we see the extra points. I want to see his range. We know he's got the leg.
We've seen him.
The program is big fans of Carl Hunt.
You know, Brian, I've mentioned it a few times during the broadcast, the fact that the rain has been falling at the exact same level the entirety of the game, since I got here, basically. No let up, no increase, but just consistently raining the entire time.
You're amazed by that.
And a hard count from the Titans draws the Cougars offsides, or did we get a timeout? Timeout, okay. Because I saw a Cougar player jump.
Yeah, and a flag did come out, but I think they got the timeout first.
Timeout was first. 3 minutes, and we stopped the clock. Precisely 3 minutes remain in this tilt. And again, we'll have a abbreviated post game here, Brian, while we're at the timeout. Early and often, the Titans really just came out, drive. Chunk after chunk. It was 5-6 yards per carry, and then they'd break something big. And twice it was Cole Simpson who broke 35 yarders to the end zone. He's going to be our player of the game tonight. Does what he does on defense, and when he's adding in the offensive firepower, it makes it hard to look at anybody else as our player of the game. Cole Simpson, important piece to what Lumen does, and if they're going to continue with a postseason run, he's going to have a great postseason.
I totally agree, but you know me, I always like to give my shout out to who might be second, third. Connor Smith gets a little deserving. Calamaro with just his constant defensive pressure and offensive game.
We kind of toss it out for Teddy Ehlers. A lot of times the quarterback is the first guy you look at for player of the game. Ehlers kind of goes in there, and if you don't notice him, it's a good thing because you've got four or five different running backs who are having a good game. No fumbles, no mistakes, no turnovers. So sometimes Ehlers' best game is to be inconspicuous. However, when he is conspicuous, you want it to be for big gains like tonight on that bootleg run that just turned into about a 20-yarder.
Yeah.
So Ehlers with a nice game tonight. The defense, of course, stout as usual. And Lumen Christie continues to play largely mistake-free football, and that's what's going to keep them going into the next round as they go to face Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. Come back here to face them, and let's hope we can have a day with no rain. Might be a little cooler, but at least it won't be raining. That's my hope. I hope I don't jinx us, but knock on wood. So our player of the game tonight, Cole Simpson for Fuller's Chem Dry. We want to say thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, our playoff sponsors. They'll be with us throughout the postseason. As long as somebody from Jackson's playing, we'll have a game for you on the radio here. And right now we know we have Michigan Center still alive. We have Western still alive and Lumen Christie still alive. Addison, I don't know if we'll follow Addison all the way to as far as they go, but they did win tonight, and they've got a matchup waiting with Hudson, who shut out Reading, and Hudson is just looking like a beast.
That'll be a good game.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
And, hey, any fan listening that's maybe leaving because of the weather, take your ticket to One North, free $5 app.
Yeah, that's a good deal. They go to One North Kitchen and Bar and get something for free. And there's a fourth down carry for the Titans. Not going to get a first down. And so we still have 2:18 to play. And again, we're just kind of setting it up to wrap up the broadcast at the final buzzer. After a delayed start and a miserable weather night, we'll be as glad as most of the rest of the people here to get home into the warm inside and prepare for the Halloween weekend. What's your Saturday night plans, Brian? You got a big costume party?
No big costume parties. Kind of just laying low.
What are you dressed up as this
hopefully
year?
Hopefully celebrating a Michigan victory, but, boy, that's scary. That's a scary thought.
Yeah, that's a... I haven't talked to a Michigan fan yet who's confident about a dominating win.
No.
You know, I think there's a lot of... and that's been kind of the case for the Michigan fans this all year.
Well, you know, both fan bases, the people I've talked to, nobody seems too confident. Usually one side's kind of talking trash, but I think both sides are still very skeptical.
Yeah, we're talking to different people because I've heard some very confident Michigan State fans
really?
In the lead-up. Yeah. There's a little screen pass here for DLA.
Pass completed to Cummings.
Get out to the 15. 104 to play. Some of the Lumen Christi faithful making their way to the exits, but not many. It's a dedicated football fan base out here, as you'd expect, and the marching band still in the stands.
Yeah.
Still finding time to get those horns fired up. So
we gave some credit to the cheerleaders. How about the marching band, too, staying out here braving the elements?
And really, during the pregame, playing much far more songs than they normally would play during a pregame, so they stuck around to be our entertainment.
Not sure what's going to take longer, the Leadership Academy to get here tonight or us to all make our way to the cars.
Williams buying time in the backfield, lets one go, incomplete. 17 seconds. That's the game. Essentially, I think they could sneak in one more play, but I doubt it. Cole Simpson, our player of the game tonight. Lumen Christi Titans 42-6 winners. Thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Trips Ceramic Pro. Big thank you to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union. We say thank you to, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Hey, stop into One North Kitchen tomorrow. Tell them you heard the game tonight. Get yourself something for free. Thanks to Fuller's Chem Dry for our player of the game, Cole Simpson. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning on the game tonight. The Nightlight, Elm Plating. And Recruit Specialized Staffing, our Scouting Report sponsor. This one went about the way the Scouting Report said, 42-6 Titans win. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week as the Titans host Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central here from Lumen Christi High School. For Brian Haynes, Keith Richards, back in the studio, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next week.